Okay, so I keep getting asked, Stephanie, how do you use all this subconscious reprogramming stuff on your business? Because it feels like a huge, giant chore lately, and I could use a little magic, please. Let me show you. I have not run a free intensive in nearly a year, but it's happening now. You'll get full live access to me in my upcoming 3-day free training, Altar of Trust. This is your time to trust yourself like never before. 3 days live with me, hot seat coaching, subconscious reprogramming, the works. Make sure you register now at truthvibration.com/altar. Because spots are limited and this will fill up. Can't wait to meet you. It is common knowledge that the actual cells of who we are not formed in our mother. They're formed in our grandmother. And as she is growing, our mother, so do all of our mother's eggs, which we come from. I find this to be pretty incredible, especially when it comes to our oaths, vows, and obligations that we subconsciously create as bonds with our mother, particularly in the ways that we are choosing to end any ancestral suffering, and how fucking hard it is. Because we are made of her. In this episode of Truth Vibration, we are going to do a theta brainwave healing on what it feels like to have a mother's love, not your mother's love, and the particular cords, attachments, bonds that are between you and this very human being called your mother. But in this healing, we're going to go up into Creator's energy and bring in what it feels like to have a mother's love through Creator's perspective. This is a feeling of unconditional love. When we don't feel unconditional love from our mother, we will walk around this planet spiritually orphaned. At this point, in working with hundreds and hundreds of people, I just see this as a fact of what subconscious energy is. If you do not feel loved and wanted by your mother, you will walk around this world spiritually orphaned. And people who are spiritually orphaned walk around the world thinking it's the truth that they are not wanted. So this is something we're going to clear today. So I want to read you a quote from Joe Dispenza's book, Becoming Supernatural. It's on page 54. And this is what he says. He says, one of the biggest challenges people have when they meditate is switching out of high range beta waves and slipping into alpha and then theta brainwave frequencies. It's absolutely vital to do so, though, because when they slow down their brainwaves to those other frequencies, they're no longer paying attention to the outer world and all the distractions they're so used to thinking about when they're under stress. And since they're not analyzing and strategizing, trying to prepare for the worst case scenario in their future based on their fearful memories of the past, they now have the opportunity to become present, to exist only in the now. Wouldn't it be wonderful during a meditation to disconnect your association to all the elements in your outer environment? To get beyond your body, your fears, and your schedule, and forget about your familiar past and your predictable future? If you do it right, you will even lose track of time. As you overcome your automatic thinking, your emotions, and your habits in meditation, this is exactly what happens. You get beyond your body, your environment, and time. You weaken the energetic bonds with your past-present reality, and you find yourself in the present moment. Only in the present moment can you call your energy back to you. And this does take some effort, though it will get easier with practice, because you're living by the hormones of stress most of the time. What a good quote from Joe Dispenza. So let's practice. The first thing we're gonna do is create some relief. If you're feeling any sort of tension or stress with your relationship with your mother, we're going to clear some of those oaths, vows, and obligations that keep you in the seat of child as a way to be loyal and respectful to the family line. Whew. That in and of itself is life-changing. Like, you are an adult. Your mother, whether she's here in the physical or in the non-physical, is also an adult. So let's complete any obligations to have to be a child or be in your childlike energy when you're around your mother. And then the second thing we're going to do is bring in a series of new feelings to the subconscious mind around what a mother's love feels like in the highest and best. So let's begin. Close your eyes. Imagine energy pooling at the soles of your feet, grounding you, protecting you. Bring this energy down below the floorboards, down below the foundation of the building. They drip down like little white light angel hairs. Bring this energy down into the rock and the dirt. And bring this energy all the way into the core of the earth. Take a deep breath in. As you breathe in, Mother Earth breathes in with you. As you breathe out, Mother Earth breathes out with you. In and out. You're reminded of how much this earth takes care of you, how safe this earth is for you. And just as quickly as you came, you go up, up above the rock and dirt, up above the foundation of the building, up above the floorboards, and you bring this energy up between all 10 of your toes, and you keep going up, wrapping this energy around your ankles, swirling around your calves. You bring this energy up above the knees, wrapping around the thighs. Take a deep breath in. You flood your belly with this energy as it totally relaxes. Take a deep breath in. You bring this energy up into your heart. You feel your heart smile in the back of your chest. Your fingertips relax. Your forearms relax. Your shoulders melt. This energy builds to your throat, your ability to speak truth is tingling and activated. Take a deep breath in, bring this energy up to your ears, your ability to hear truth tingles and activates. Bring this energy up to the third eye, center of the forehead meets the center of the crown. Your ability to see vision for your life, create vision, move forward into that vision is activated. Take a deep breath in. And this energy builds to the crown of your head and forms a beautiful ball of light above your space. See yourself inside this ball of light. You begin to go up. Up above the room you're in. Above the building you're in. Up above the trees. The city or town you're in getting smaller and smaller as you go up. And up above the clouds. Pushing past the outermost core of the earth, shooting past the known galaxies and into the unknown. You go quickly now, up through bright lights and dark lights, up and up past shades of pink and shades of blue, up and up through the luminescent golden orb of the fifth plane. You might see it, an ascended master here, or an angel or a guide holding you and lifting you up and up and up. Immediately you go through a jelly-like substance. The more you push, the easier it becomes to totally relax and lift up and up, and as you do, you emerge into the sparkling pearlescent white light of the creator of all that is. Go deeper and deeper and deeper, and then lift up again, up and up and up. This is the energy of highest truth. This is where we seek highest truth. And we start with a soul fragment retrieval, any pieces of your soul that are with your mother are sent up to Creator's light to be cleansed, rinsed, and returned back to you where they belong, and vice versa. Is that okay? Would you like to know it's safe to return pieces of your soul back to you? Say yes in your mind. Any hooks, cords, attachments, bonds that you have with your mother that are no longer serving you are finished, complete, sent up to this light and replaced with unconditional love. Is that okay? Say yes and witness. Do you feel ready to clear any oaths, vows, or obligations to have to stay small, to have to stay a child in order to fulfill the seat as a good son or daughter in your lineage? Say yes and witness. Do you feel ready to clear any oath, vow, or obligation to stay small in order to please your mother? To stay poor, to please your mother, to stay a child, to please your mother, to suffer, to pretend in your daily life, to stay hidden or to live in an untruth, to please your mother. All of this is finished, complete, and sent to the light, yes? Preserving that you are still a responsible, son or daughter, that you are still a loyal son or daughter without having to be less than or smaller. Yes? And would you like to know the feeling of working in harmony and partnership with your mother in the highest and best way, and that you can and you do? Because everyone has been restored to their proper seat now, yes? If you have felt spiritually orphaned and not wanted, may we clear this now? Say yes. Would you like to know what it feels like to have a mother's love through Creator's highest and best perspective? Not your mother's love, but a mother's love, and to be taken care of, that you are cared for. People love taking care of you, that the Creator loves taking care of you. When you're ready, say thank you and come down through the layers and layers of light, down below our atmosphere, down below the clouds. Below the trees, down into the building you're in, down into the room you're in, and watch this white light rinse over you like a beautiful rain bath, clearing any residual hooks, cords, attachments, bonds that do not serve you at this time. Watching this white light fortify and replenish every cell and molecule that works in the highest and best way for you every second of your day. Imagine this energy pooling at your feet and slowly bring it up to the crown of your head, tenderly kissing every chakra as you go. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Knowing you are protected in this light for the remainder of your day. Knowing that you have the wide-eyed wonder of a child and the first God that you perceived was your mother, and that what was said and done to you was taken literally, and that your mother is no goddess, but a human, and that you have the care and the insight and the wisdom to return to wide-eyed wonder. If you are loving the affirmations in today's episode, well, I made a little gift for you. I created these beautiful PDFs with every affirmation we share on the show, and I want you to have them, totally free. Hang them up on your wall or by your bathroom mirror, or just keep them on your phone as a reminder of how to say yes. You can download them at stephaniecarlin.com/PDF and start bringing these powerful words into life whenever you need them. These affirmations are all about helping you break through barriers and stepping into truth. So go grab yours now. Again, that's stephaniecarlin.com/PDF.